Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jane Pollock is here. Jane is a certified professional coach. She is the author of Sole Proprietor, a book we launched on the show a number of years ago when she was right out of high school. She is the host of the Sole Proprietor webinar series, which is awesome. And she is our good friend, Jane Pollock. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. When I was in high school, I love it.
Yeah, right out of high school. I remember you.
She was
the homecoming queen, and we went right, we got her right in here. Hey, Jane, we're glad you're here, and it's good to have you back. So
very good to be here. As your listeners all know, the circumstances have changed from when you invited me to come to today. So.
Isn't that always the way, Jane? The world moves
more
fast.
Than ever.
But right now, more than ever. That's right. So, Jane, one of the things that's happened to you recently is you had some surgery. You had some hip surgery, and that changed your life, didn't it? That changed the way, because you're a strong, energetic, active person. You're the kind of person that helps everybody else.
and that's true, and I'm coming back to being that person. Fortunately, the great thing about hip surgery is that you can be better than you were, because I was limping for, a few years there, and now I'm not limping. I'm still recovering from the surgery. I'm 2 months post-op. Mm-hmm. But, what I wanted to talk about was I had signed up to give a talk for a Bottom Line newsletter.
Yep.
They're still really big, and they had invited me in, I want to say, September, October, to give a talk January 30th. And I thought, no problem. Well, when I had surgery on January 13th, I thought, how do I, I had to be there physically in person, and I was 18 days post-op.
Right.
So what I did was I wrote, and this is what I really want to emphasize, is I wrote a letter to my community, and that's the thing I most want to talk about, is connection and community in this in this time. And I said, here are the things I need. I need a library book returned. I need some visits from people, because it got very lonely very quickly being on my own. And I have signed up for this thing, and I could have paid Uber $150 each way to drive me there. I knew I couldn't take public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm giving this talk, and if you're interested and have a car, you'd be my guest, and we'll all have dinner together. And a woman I know said, I would be very happy to. I have a car. I will pick you up at your door.
Wow.
I will bring you there, and I will bring you home. And it was a miracle. And I think the bottom line here, bottom line, is that when you ask for what you need, someone will deliver it.
And by the way, folks, she's talking. By the way, she's talking about our dear Sarah Heiners. Publication.
Yes, exactly.
Bottom Line.
Sarah was the moderator.
Sarah's
That's
on
exactly
my show
right.
every month. She's the best. You reached out and the thing is you didn't just say I need help. You framed it
exactly.
in such a way that gave everybody something, right? A little quid pro quo, as they say.
Two people offered to return my library books, because I don't like to incur a fine, even if it's a penny or 10 cents.
Yeah,
but
well,
I, and I like to be.
You've always been tight. You've always been tight that way. So go ahead.
but the thing is that you're exactly right. When I was president of the Entrepreneurial Women's Network in Connecticut many, many years ago when I was just out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I know a lot of you want to volunteer, so I'm going to ask you to be on the committee to do just one thing. So, like you said, you don't say, I need help. You say, can you, this is in the old days, lick envelopes from 4 to 5 on Tuesday? And then people say, absolutely. But if you raise your hand to say, I'm happy to help, people are terrified of that
mm-hmm.
because they think you're going to drink all their lifeblood for the next, next 3 years. So
be
it's being
specific,
very specific
right?
about what you need.
Yeah.
Be specific and timely. When do you need it? And that was... And this woman who drove me, it was the greatest gift. We had such a good time. She enjoyed the talk so much, and she never felt in any way put out. It was a miracle for me. So I wanted to talk about that. I thought it was so important.
Well, and you know, it reminds me, this kind of thing is such a good way to think about helping people, and what that other person did. Not only did they do something nice for you, they got something nice for themselves, and so then it doesn't turn into charity, right? We're both doing something for both people, for each of us, and I just think that's another good way to think about what we're going into right now. There's a lot of uncertainty out there right now, and as I was saying in my monologue before you got here, Jane, when I was telling the audience you were coming, that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to need to say, I need help. And there are going to be a lot of people who are going to need help who won't know how to say it. And if
exactly.
We're one of the people who need to ask for help, we're going to have to learn how to do all that a little bit better. And I maybe that's one of the silver linings. One of the things I'm trying to do, Jane, is identify what could be the silver linings in all this, you know?
I agree with you.
What do you
I do a morning reading from my fellowship, and in the reading today it said, I am learning to give and receive without guilt. I need not feel a debt to those members who have helped me, except to pass along to others what has served me so well. And as I give, I receive. And that is the biggest truth. You know, that's what we've always said about gift giving. And so there's a different feeling inside your body when you give to somebody else, whether it's I live in an apartment house in New York where there are many older people, and I've signed up for the committee. You know, I can still shop and bring something to somebody's doorstep.
Yeah.
I don't have to touch their doorknob, and I don't have to, you know, infect myself, but I can do what I can do. And that's all we're asking for anybody, not to be superhuman or to go beyond the levels you're able to. And that translates, as you said, exactly to business. You know, this is where I need help. I need people to pass the word about what I do. I need people to listen to what I have to say. I think it's about connection, it's about acknowledgement, and then underneath all of it, even though this is a business show, it's about love.
Well, there's no question about it. Well, as you know, Jane, I mean, you wrote a book about this, basically. Small business, our small businesses, weave a very fine seam between it and our personal lives. So there's love. Mm-hmm. Love washes over that line both ways. I mean, the relationship we have with our employees, they're family members. See, this is the thing a lot of politicians don't understand. A lot of talking heads don't understand when they talk about minimum wage and you know, contributing money to small, loaning money to small businesses. We love our employees. We take care of our employees. And so now there's plenty of love. There's plenty of love on Main Street, and we don't mind talking about that around here. And we love Jane Pollock too, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to be back with us after this break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.